Sefer HaMitzvahs is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvahs. Are you ready? Great! Today, we learn 3 mitzvahs. Did you ever see a magic trick? But that wasn't real magic. It was a trick that made it look like it was magic. Real magic comes from tumah. Do you remember what tumah is? Tumah is something that blocks us from feeling kedusha. When something has kedusha, it can show that it is close to Hashem. A siddur has kedusha. A sefer Torah has kedusha. Tefillin have kedusha. You have kedusha. But tumah blocks us from feeling it. Today's first mitzvah is about a mechashefa. A mechashefa is someone who uses tumah to make real magic. That is not something good. Today's first mitzvah is that the Beis Din is not allowed to let a mechashefa live. Now we learn 2 mitzvahs about malchus. What is malchus? Malchus is one of the ways a Sanhedrin can punish someone. The Sanhedrin gives malchus by hitting the person. In the times when there is a Sanhedrin, if someone does some kinds of averes on purpose and in front of other people, they might need to get malchus. Today's second mitzvah is that if the Sanhedrin has to give malchus, they need to do it the way the Torah says. Today's third mitzvah is that the Sanhedrin can't give any extra malchus. They are only allowed to give as many malchus as the Torah tells them to. Even though this mitzvah says that the Sanhedrin shouldn't hit any extra times, it is also a mitzvah for everyone. How many times should we hit another person? Right, we shouldn't hit another person even one time. Part of today's third mitzvah is that we should never hit another yid. We shouldn't even pick up our hand to hit someone, even if we won't really hit them. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's great!